Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. First of all, let me tell you what his job is every single day. Yeah, he's a co-host on the show, but he's also moving all the cameras. He's editing all the videos. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie, everybody. What up, buddy?
Bones, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Why is it every time I text you, on the bottom it says, Bobby has his notifications silenced?
My phone is never on for me to hear or get a notification.
This is like Eddie just discovering AirPods.
What do you
like
mean?
You can put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
No, but what he's asking
always
is
on Do Not Disturb, and it's always on silent. So anybody that texts me ever gets that.
Yeah.
But it's because if I do this show, or I don't get alerts on my phone unless I open my phone up and see them.
Okay, so that just means that if I text you, it's not going to pop up on your screen.
It's going to make a noise. It's not going to pop up on my screen. It's not going to wake my phone up.
But it's got a little moon on it, so I'm thinking, like, is he always sleeping? Like,
yes.
Why?
I'm always sleeping.
Like,
I'm taking a nap 24/7. Yes, but that's what it is.
And okay.
My phone never rings.
It's Do Not Disturb.
Which is problematic because sometimes when you lose it, you can't be like, call my phone, I'll find it. That's always silent.
So I'm not bothering you, even though that little thing's up.
You're the only one who has this on. Everybody else,
it's me.
It's that, yes.
Okay.
Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, do you want to do your own job description title?
Yeah, carry the show. Okay, MVP.
His back always hurts. Carry the show, MVP. Here he is, Lunchbox.
My question is, how much do you tip an Uber / Lyft driver? You know, the cars you call and they pick you up, they take you somewhere.
We're familiar with what they are, yeah.
Well, some people may not know what Uber and Lyft are. Yeah, rideshare, that's what it's called.
Yeah, but I think it's based on how much the ride is.
Well, they do percentages on there.
Yeah, percentages. So if it's a $10 ride, you tip them, what, $2?
Yeah.
So you do 20%.
I think that's the button I push.
Okay. I'm just interested because I had to take one home from work the other day because no one offered me a ride. And so, since I don't have a car, and so I got talking
to my... Why don't you get a car?
I'm working on it, man. I was talking to my driver, and I was like, hey, man, you ever had any celebrities in your car? And I found out how much these celebrities tip.
Oh, did he tell you who the celebrities were?
Yeah.
And he knows how much they... He knew who they were. Okay.
Oh, he knew who they were.
We have a clip?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
So, how long have you been driving?
I've been doing the rideshare business for 8 years, sir.
Yeah, you get a lot of celebrities?
I had a few people.
Like who?
I picked up Michael Ray on 2 different occasions.
A good tipper?
Never tipped me.
Oh, who else?
Maddie and Tay.
You had Maddie and Tay?
Both of them and their manager. It was raining like the day was raining. It only took like a couple blocks.
How about them? They tip?
They did tip. It was just a small ride.
Oh.
I was glad to help them get them out of the rain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when they're in your car, do you say, hey, will you sing me a song?
I don't do that. I just carry on a conversation like you and I are right now, brother.
So you don't act like they're celebrities?
Nope.
Ah, gotcha.
It's hard to not tip anything.
But sometimes...
You have to go in and, like, go, no.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
But sometimes, Bones, you forget to tip, and then you see it when you open the app up again.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, crap, I never tipped that person.
But then you tip then, and then it goes, Boom is giving you a thank you for the tip.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not good.
That has to be what would happen.
I guess. I would just...
Oh, I think everybody tips something.
Something.
And for both those denied tip, maybe his phone's broken.
Well, the Maddie and Tate were just like a block.
But still. Doesn't matter. Still.
Well, I don't know.
I bet you they tipped.
He seemed pretty sure.
I bet you they tipped.
Huh.
Because it's hard. You have to actually go out and be like, no, thank you. I do not want to tip. I didn't mean no
Seems
tip.
Like he was still mad about Michael Ray.
Yeah. He picked him up a couple times. All right, Amy. What do you think your job description is?
Well, I'm co-host.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good for you.
So, and then just the show.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host the Bobby Bones Country Top 30 Countdown with you.
Good.
I host Women of iHeartCountry.
Yes.
But really, I mean, here, it's just for me to be support for all
people. There
it
is. Amy, everybody, support for all people. That's it.
Okay. I'm on a phone call with a friend, and all of a sudden we start hearing this weird noise. And both of us are like, do you hear that? And I felt like maybe our phone call was being tapped. So much so that we both hung up and restarted the call, and then the noise was gone. But I was like, how do you know if someone's tapping your calls?
You don't.
Okay.
It doesn't sound different?
I felt like I heard.
It sounds different if you're on the line and like your brother or sister picks up the phone and listens in from the same house.
I remember that.
It sounds like a microphone's opened up or it gets...
Yeah, it was either that or aliens because my
friend...
Those
are the only two options?
Well, yeah. My friend noticed that it sounded like that scene in Signs where the boy's holding up the walkie-talkie and you can hear the little aliens talking or communicating. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what it was like, and it was so bizarre. I've never experienced anything like it on a call. And
it can also just be a frequency issue.
Yes.
Okay, no, it can't be. Well, I'm sorry,
just
saying, I was wrong.
Pay attention to it.
I know what it was.
What?
The reverse husband trying to get dirt. So he has more ammo.
No, I think they're already settled.
There's no ammo.
He got the washer and dryer.
It's done.
He got the spoons. He got
so you're telling me if he found out, hey, if she was funneling money to a secret account, he couldn't go back and get it?
I don't think you can.
That's quite the scenario.
Retro? I don't think there's retro.
And also her funneling money.
Yeah, but listen,
she didn't have a couch, bro. You think where's this money?
I'm just saying that it was weird, and I wonder if anybody has ever realized their phones are being tapped, or someone's listening in on their calls.
But I think there need to be a reason that you're being tapped.
My dad had a scanner growing up, and we would just listen to conversations. It was awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Get into the frequency.
It was amazing.
But I thought that you could only listen to people on a CB.
No. It was like on cordless phones.
Back in the day, especially.
I mean, maybe it's not me.
You either got hacked or aliens. We heard you.
Or my friend is being tapped.
Maybe. What is she into? Drugs?
Funneling money.
Funneling.
Who knows?
No, you're supposed to say no, Amy. The answer's no. All right, Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, creator and host of the show. Anytime he signs a contract, he says, I need some mo. Bobby Bones.
That's funny.
Thank you. I told you guys a few weeks ago about this artist that I found on TikTok. I didn't find her. I stumbled across her music, and I loved it, and I sent it to Eddie, and I was like, she's so good. I want to play you a clip first. This is an update to this. Her name is Jackie Vinson. This song is called Rolling On. That's her playing, too.
Do you hear that, baby?
No.
That song's about Rolling On. It's about us, apparently.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I thought it was so cool. She was like, I listen to you all the time driving into work.
That's cool.
Only ever happened to a couple other people like that. Baker Mayfield.
Amazing.
Quarterback for Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, he followed me, but we have mutual friends. And I was like, hey, man, good luck this season. He goes, hey, man, I was like, Travis, we used to listen to you guys ever. I was like, that was crazy.
No, hey, Steve Young, that was crazy.
Steve Young listens now.
That's crazy.
The NFL quarterback.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
I was nervous to go up to him because he was standing. And I was like, I'm just going to go say hello. I said, hey, I actually walked in and just stood in the conversation when people are talking. You just stand there. He's like, he's like, laugh along. And so I'm standing there and I'm like, hey, Steve, I'm Bobby. Nice to meet you. He goes, I know you. I mean, I listen to you every morning on K-Bay Country or a lot of mornings.
That one was crazy,
too. That was really cool, man.
That was crazy.
So anyway, those are only three cool people to listen to us.
That's it.
But I thought that was cool that she was a listener, a fan. Okay, that's what's up. Let's get the show going now.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 12-year-old child has expressed a strong interest in playing tackle football, but I'm worried about allowing him to participate in such a physical sport. He's been playing flag for years. He loves it, but he wants to play tackle with all his friends. As he grows, I want to support him, but I'm worried about the possibility of concussions and sprains or more severe injuries that may have a long-lasting effect. At what age did you start playing tackle football? How would Amy and Eddie handle concerns about their kids' safety playing sports? Thank you. Signed, Fretting Football Mom. I started playing the seventh grade tackle, and I was crushed and crunched, and was I didn't become this real masculine, large, muscular guy until later in life. I know you look at me now, and you're just kind of intimidated by this my size. But I loved it. It was great for me. I didn't have a father figure in my life, so my head football coach was very much that in a lot of ways. That's where I learned a lot of discipline. I do understand why people are concerned, because hitting in the head for any reason, it can actually do some damage. But it's like soccer. You're going to get into soccer too. They're more concussion than soccer. So it's just generally sports. If there's a chance of any contact at all,
baseball,
there will be sprains and cuts and hits. But I do understand your concern. Eddie, your son's going through this right now.
Yeah, he's 9 years old. He just had his first camp. And you know, I will say, like, it was a week-long camp. And they teach him how to tackle, which is cool. This was the first time a lot of them had ever played tackle football. So there is a way to tackle. They try to teach him the proper way at first. And I think, you know, that's helpful. That didn't happen when we were kids. It was just like, all right,
they didn't teach you how to tackle?
Not really. It was just like, you know, just let it rip. Oh.
Yeah, no, we learned how to tackle.
Really?
Yeah, we played.
Yeah, but are they like watch? Because I think they've learned a lot since then, even when we were kids, on how to make head contact.
Yeah, we learned form tackle.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I forgot that.
Yeah. Concussions? Yeah. Amy?
I mean, my son played tackle football last season, and I was a little nervous about it, but honestly, he was so terrified of being tackled that he would just steer clear.
I think the benefits of letting your kid play and him learning teamwork, mm-hmm. fighting through adversity, discipline, I think the benefits outweigh the risks, especially at this age.
Right.
If he really wants to play, I would say let him play.
Here's the deal too, like, you don't want him to regret this forever. Like, if he really, really, really wants to play, you kind of have to let him want to play.
Or resent you forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. I understand your concerns, but I think the things that he can get from it are more valuable than the things that might happen to him if he hurts himself. And these collisions that 12-year-olds are having are not as high-flying as these NFL guys, too.
Yeah.
It is. It's a concern. I appreciate you asking us about that. But I go, let him play.
Yeah, let him play.
Let him play. Yeah. He might get that one hit and quit.
Might get hit.
Yeah. Be like, oh, gosh, I hate this. Yeah.
Thank you for your email. It's a concern a lot of people have, but we say let him play. All right, thank you. And close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We've got Tammy from Minneapolis on the phone right now. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the show. What's going on?
I was calling to see if Amy had an update on her Madame Alexander dolls.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I have them.
Are they in boxes still?
They're in their original boxes. Yeah, my mom boxed everything up. They were shipped to me by one of my mom's friends that's had them for since 1999.
But still, the original box has never been opened?
Oh, no, they've been open. They lined the perimeter of my room.
It's like a horror movie.
Growing
up. Weird.
So are they mint condition?
You know, I wouldn't say mint.
They keep losing value as the conversation goes. So do they still have their heads? I don't know. Some have been decapitated.
Right. And so, yeah, I only know it was 1999 because there was a Austin American Statesman that my mom used to stuff in there to keep them safe. And I pulled it out and said 1999. I was like, well, that's cool.
So but what's the plan to see if they're worth anything?
We need to just book a session to try to figure it out with Dr. Lori.
Scuba, what we think about this?
I mean, initially I was like, yeah, but now that I'm hearing that the clothes may be missing from the dolls.
They have all their clothes.
Oh. I know I had sisters and stuff. Like,
only
they
one
Barbies.
Had its head off.
So I'm saying, like, do you really think they're valuable? Like, if they're not in boxes?
But I think it's funny if it's not valuable, because we'll always hear about she has this secret value that we're not paying attention to.
Well, then that angle, then I'm in.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could also send her video and she can decide.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not coming to your house.
Yeah. You're not going to send her the dolls.
I don't know. I wish.
That's funny. If they get there overnight, I have no idea how it happens.
I won't understand that.
Yeah.
I can't believe my mom cared had such careful attention to these dolls. Like, there was one where she couldn't figure out whose shoe belonged to who, so she put in a little Ziploc bag, and she's like, "Figure out whose shoe this is." It's like all there. I was like, "Wow, go mom."
Figure out whose shoe this is.
Well, it belongs to one of them. She probably just didn't want to, like, unpack and look at all of them.
Hey, Tammy, do you know anything about these dolls?
Well, I'm calling because I work for Goodwill in the Minneapolis area. And we had a customer donate 11 Madame Alexander dolls to our store, and had I not listened to you guys, I would have had no idea who Madame Alexander was and that she made dolls. So we sent the dolls into our e-commerce center, and we sold them on shopgoodwill.com for over $2,000.
Wow. Oh, my good. Why didn't you keep them?
What kind of condition were they in?
Headless, clothesless, one shoe missing.
They were just in average condition. I mean, they were out of the boxes. Some were, you know, had marks on them. They were obviously used. And but it is amazing the amount of money that people pay for things. And another crazy fact, we just recently had Dr. Lori in our market, and she went through a couple of our stores and through our e-commerce center. So she has a couple YouTube videos posted with our organization featured.
Amy, if this is how you end up making...
here.
What are you... Here. Amy's walking to me with her phone.
Those look like the expensive ones?
They're a little smaller than I thought.
Oh, those are... They're different sizes. I have all...
But they are as creepy as I thought.
Okay.
I don't want to look at all your pictures. I don't know what you got in
video.
There. I don't want to... I'm always... I just trying to help people have their... Like, look at all my... It's, yeah, I see you.
Cats.
Yeah, it's all. I don't want to know what's in her phone.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she's single now. Who knows
exactly.
What she's up to?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, but thank you, Tammy. That reminds us, we need to get Dr. Lori on and see what Amy's dolls are worth. I will buy. How many do you have?
I don't know.
Find out how much you have.
Look at all those boxes.
And I will make an offer to you, and maybe we'll go into business together.
No. Amy, we're supposed to go into business together.
She was never going to business with you.
Yeah, I was going to list them.
Guys, I'm good. I don't need a business.
You never get paid. I've been through this. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tammy. Hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for calling the show.
No problem. You guys have a great day as well.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Kit Joseph, who is on staff at the police department in Georgia, was at a pharmacy on her day off, and she noticed this elderly man on the phone over by the ATM frantically trying to get money out. Well, because she works at the police department, she knows scammers out there target elderly people. And so she just goes up and starts asking him questions, and boom, the person on the other end of the line just hangs up. Which proves that they were a scammer and they were scared that the old man was answering questions about who he was talking to, what he was getting the money out for. He is a Vietnam War veteran, obviously very fragile, and he had been told that someone in his family needed help with their medical bills and they needed to pay them ASAP, like a collections agency.
It's crazy that other humans can do this.
I know.
And I get it because people are selfish. They rob, people rob, murder, everything. But just to be on a phone with somebody that's 85 years old.
It's messed up.
And you know all they have is what they have. And you want to take that from them by lying and saying, hey, somebody you love needs money. That's messed up.
Yeah. Like they're like, you need to pay this debt. It's an out-of-state relative. Like there was something.
That's messed up. What?
Can we look at the positive?
There's a big positive. Tell me something good. She saved him.
Well, no. Well, yes, that. But
another?
Yes. Look at it this angle. At least they're not taken from someone that's in their 40s because they have a long life to live. They would be at least.
I think the difference is, and I understand your point, it's dumb.
Right. No.
It is. Because it's like, it's okay to take from them because they'll die soon.
Right. So if they lose all their money, it's like,
But they also ability to make more because they're not working.
I understand.
They also, somebody older, their cognitive skills have declined.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that's why it's, like, if it's going to happen...
You'd rather it happen when you're 85 and you have nothing?
No.
I think
you have
so.
No chance to make anything.
I'd back down on that
one. Yeah, I don't agree.
Like, if we had to choose, I'd rather it happen to someone younger that's
again,
able.
They're still at their fighting weight.
Right. You know, but I can't even believe we're playing this game.
We're not. I didn't want to play the game. I did it.
So, shout out Kit Joseph for her quick thinking. And, yeah, I mean, going up to a stranger to be like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, at an ATM. Unless you're a police officer, I don't advise that. Right. But that's good. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Everybody on the show is a little bit off, no doubt about it. That's why we're all so good together. That being said, sometimes somebody does something so weird it needs to be brought up. Eddie's bringing this up. So this is about scuba, Steve. What did you learn about scuba?
His morning ritual is bizarre. And he said, dude, you need to try this. I read it somewhere and it works. He's been doing it for like a couple of weeks now. He wakes up in the morning and he roars like a lion. And that gets his mind ready for the day.
Okay, I'd like to know more about the scientific.
What on earth?
Scuba, why? Yeah. And what does it sound like?
So I'll give you the kind of backstory on it. So I've been doing this for a while now. In LA, maybe like 2015, I was feeling like I wasn't myself. I wasn't feeling masculine. I wasn't feeling me. You ever like just are down the dumps, your energy level's down, you don't feel like you are as you normally are. And I was like, what is wrong with me? And I couldn't figure it out. So I was talking to one of my friends who's like super hippie. And he's like, yo, dude, have you ever done the lion roar? And I was like, am I supposed to know what that is? And I was like, no, please explain. So he says, what you have to do is every morning you take your shirt off, you open up the window, you face where the sun is, and you pound on your chest and you roar like a lion.
He's pranking you, dude. The fact that you're still doing it, he's going to have a good laugh about this.
But I've been feeling more like myself ever since I've done it. So it works.
Even if it's a placebo and it works, it still works.
Right. Yes.
I guess.
So
you look like an idiot, though. Like, I mean, opening the window.
I guess he's not doing it in front of people. There's no one there. It is weird, but if it works for you and it doesn't hurt anybody, I don't give a crap what you do.
Yeah.
You know? But it's weird.
There is a release with it. So at yoga, they do like a lion roar thing, and you always feel good after you do it. I mean, you don't take your shirt off and pound your chest and face towards the sun, but there is this like, like it's like a roar.
You yell, though, and your kids know you for screaming, right? Not at them, but just in general.
Not screaming at them, but more like noises, like
Rhinoceros. Okay, so we have a rhinoceros. Right. We have a lion. So, Scuba, can you let us... I mean, you've already done it, so you're probably loose. You're probably warm.
Yeah, I'm pretty warm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you to blow your voice out doing it, but could you let us know what it sounds like? Could you give us
a... Do you want me to take my shirt off, too?
Do not.
Okay. Let me stand up just for the effect of it. Okay. So, I have the window. I got it open.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And it just like, lets everything out.
You're telling me the neighbors don't hear that?
I have acreage around me. No one
and hears your wife is okay with you?
That's just an awesome scream.
And it's like the frustration comes out, everything that you're dealing with, it just releases.
That like made the hairs of my neck stand up.
All right, Bones, your turn.
Huh.
That's your lion roar.
Okay, guys, it says here.
I'm a widow bitty lion.
Lion roar is often used to reduce stress, improve sleep, and promote overall well-being.
What I do in the morning, I wake up, I do a seal.
And then you're ready for the day?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I do a seal. That's my... bob my head back and forth. Scooby, can you do that again?
Sure, yeah. I don't want somebody stand up again.
That's the greatest... I think that is the best scream I've ever heard.
Well, he wasn't a screamo band, remember?
I know. It's
a different kind of scream, though, with
screamo
band.
It's just so good.
I feel like this is one of those therapeutic things he should put up on TikTok and it'll go viral.
And he's good at it.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, and he can have one of those animated lion heads, you know, that you do on your phone when you FaceTime?
A little emoji thing?
Oh, yeah.
He just calls us all in the morning with the emoji head and lions at us. Scuba, when you were in a screamo band.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Can you sing one of your songs?
Well, that one is more of like you're doing different kinds of screams. There's like a high-pitched scream, which I can't really do anymore. You have to kind of condition for it. But then you kind of like, you'll do different effects by holding the microphone certain ways to create like a certain sound. Like this will obviously kind of hear a little bit different, but it's kind of like, this is just me doing it. Yeah, I haven't done it in a while.
Hey, listen, everybody that's going to critique his screamo, we put this on him last minute. Okay, so a lot of screamo critics listen to the show. So go ahead.
So I'll just say like the Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby Bones Show. A little raspy. Not as good and clean as it could be.
That's real good.
That's really good.
He's really good at this. The guy's got a million things. A million talents. Can you just give us a bad example of what the high one would sound like? A bad example.
Okay, all right.
Don't blow your voice out, please.
I just did the lion roar thing, too, so that kind of got me. I can't even get to it.
Okay, but I like where you're going there. So just try that.
Okay, this is okay. Yeah, yeah. And I guess I'm just my own worst critic, so I like to give you the best I can do. Mm-hmm. And this is not it, but here we go. Ah! It's not even high. Ah! Ah! Oh! Ah! Yeah, I can't get there
the
anymore.
The band that goes, disturbed, when they go. Ooh,
ah! Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that was your kind of music?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Stuff still.
That's crazy.
Oh. Dill?
I don't, that's not for me.
Yeah, it's all good.
But also, like, electronic music isn't for me. I wasn't really raised around it.
Okay.
I could do some of the very melodic Pantera-type stuff, but very little. Like, I mean, even like Cowboys from Hell a little bit. I could get it, because people played that. Yeah.
Come on.
But that was hard. It was way hard for me. But where did you get into the screamo type music? Because I don't get it, but I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it was the emotional state that I was in at that time frame, like dealing with family and relationships and stuff. And so I kind of gravitated towards that music. And then all my friends were into it. They were in a band. They just played instrumentals. And I used to hang out with them in the back garage. And one day, and I just started screaming. They're like, whoa, you're really good at that. And I was like, oh. And so then it just kind of...
Were you doing your lion roar near them? And they were like, we should put that in a song?
No, that was way before that. Lion roar was...
Got it. Because even with my wife and I, there's maybe two Beastie Boy albums they did that are instrumentals. And I can listen to that all day. Because I just like the sound. But she's, you know, for her, that's really not her thing. She didn't even like the Beastie Boys that much. But I don't know screamo, really.
Yeah.
And that's weird. And I think I would be annoyed or scared or something because I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. And it's kind of gotten more mainstream now where you'll hear bands that will sing, but then they'll put a little bit of screaming into it to kind of like get to the mass appeal.
Like 7 Mary 3 or 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
I hate everything. Does that count a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah, it's more mainstream.
Or when Papa Roach hit Pop, I remember that was the hardest thing we'd ever played in the history of the world because it was like, cut my life into pieces. We were like, whoa.
Yeah.
But that's a very, like, light version of that.
Very light. Yeah, they may have more like deep cuts that they would not put on the radio that are more screaming, that's more like the Mass Appeal scream or yell.
Screamo stuff.
What about Foo Fighters? Like, they scream.
Yeah, I think they just yell in a song. They don't really scream as much for the chorus.
Okay.
There aren't many choruses that are really screaming. Sometimes David will just go,
Yeah.
Like he's being electrocuted.
I feel like I can't remember the performance exactly, but at the ACMs, wasn't Hardy screaming on stage somehow?
Hardy's got part of his record is a bit rock.
He does, yeah, he does.
Okay. Yeah, he does some, but what Scuba does is like that. Fight your God, I want to kill you. Yeah. Like anytime I'd hear a full song, I'd just go to church. Even if it was a Tuesday at 4 p.m., I just need to go to church. And it felt bad. All right, Scuba, I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, no problem, man.
This woman married a ghost. Now, before I tell you the story about this, Amy, why do you think, really, that people marry ghosts?
I think that they are a longing for something, maybe companionship, and maybe mentally they might need some help, which we all do.
Yeah, and probably they're getting some attention for saying this, and they like the attention. Like, oh, you're the ghost marrier. I don't know that I like that specific attention, but I mean, if nobody pays attention to you, it's sometimes why people act out.
Yeah.
If you're not getting any attention, well, you're going to get it one way or the other. And sometimes if you're a kid, you'll act out. I know earlier in my career, if I felt like the company wasn't giving me attention or I wasn't, I'd be like, well, all right, well, we're going to light some fires today on the air. I don't do that anymore. I'm way mature.
That's what kids do. So you're acting like a kid.
Well, basically. So here's the story. A woman claims to have married the ghost of a Victorian soldier from back in the day.
Wow, that's cool.
But they had some issues. It was rocky.
Oh, no.
The 40-year-old said that the ghost she was married to became way possessive of her and also had an affair with the spirit of Marilyn Monroe.
Whoa.
So they have now split up and that she wants everybody to know. Now, this is the way to do it if you realize that you're crazy and you're just doing it for attention. You can keep attention, but then there's drama in your ghost relationship as well.
He cheated on you?
With Marilyn Monroe, though. So that's cool, right? He cheated on you with somebody famous and cool? Amy, your thoughts on this?
I mean, I guess there's probably three types of people that marry ghosts.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Type one is maybe they really are, and we're the crazy ones, and we don't know what's happening. We don't
have
the gift.
That would be your type one.
In no particular order.
Okay, well, you didn't say that. Go ahead.
In no particular order, maybe they know something we don't know, and they're living this amazing ghost life. Then there's the people that probably marry ghosts and stay quiet about it because they don't want the attention. And then there's
way more than three types. If those are Amy's first two types, there got to be way more than three types.
Well, then the third type is the type you brought up where they're marrying a ghost, but they just want the attention and they're talking about it.
So they're not really marrying a ghost then?
No, not at all.
Oh, so where's the crazy one?
Yeah, where's the crazy one?
The one that's marrying ghosts and not talking about it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, but you made us feel like they were married, not talking about it, but they could see something we couldn't see.
That would not be weird.
Right.
That was the first type. Did y'all listen to my order?
No,
first
we did.
We heard them.
No, Amy, you're wrong on this one because the first type you said marries and tells us about it, but they're getting to experience a real ghost. We just don't see it.
Right.
That's not them being crazy. That's us
being crazy.
Exactly.
Wait, no.
Amy, you're talking in a circle.
Okay. I don't.
My point is there's more than three types of people that marry ghosts.
Uh-huh.
There's like nine.
Okay.
Amy, are you dating a ghost? This is how we find out.
This is how it comes out.
There's something I've been wanting to tell y'all.
Oh, no.
And I'm not crazy.
Oh, no.
So, JFK and I.
You know what? He is a good-looking dude, though.
Right? Yeah.
Do you ever look back at old people?
Yes, my dad.
Go,
yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
You didn't let me finish. Oh, I say old people look back and be like, they were so pretty that you'd like to, like date them if you were old.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad was very good-looking in
college. She commits to it.
Wow.
She's staying with it.
Wow.
But I wouldn't have dated him, but he was very handsome.
When Marsha Brady, when I was a kid, even though that was from like the 60s or 70s, like Marsha Brady's so pretty when I was a kid. Who is the dark-haired lady? She's dead now, but she has dark hair. She kind of looks like Betty Boop.
Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah. Like when she was young, she was so pretty.
Yeah.
We
should watch one of her movies tonight.
I'm good on that.
Okay.
The Woman in Rope.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But a lot of those old actresses were really pretty.
It's just weird. Old people used to be pretty.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird to look at older people now and think like, wow, you were pretty back in the day.
I know. Amy, don't have that? My dad.
He was. was. Like, when I look back at pictures, I'm like, okay, yeah. He was also
No, that tone is you being attracted to him even right then.
What? No.
Going, okay, yeah. Like, that's even you right now being attracted to your dad.
In high school, he was also in a trio, like a singing trio, and they were called They were called Cookie and the Cupcakes. And my dad was Cookie, and then there was two girls there with the cupcakes. But there's a bunch of stuff with them throughout yearbook. And they I'm like, dang, who's that guy? Who's Cookie? And I'm like, oh, that's my dad.
I think Cookie was having to share a cupcake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a baller.
That was Amy's dad was a baller. I'm kind of attracted to him too now. Dang. Let's talk about this. And, you know, Lunchbox and I have been talking about this a bit, the Carly Russell story. Lunchbox, you want to update us on what's happened with her since we thought that she was kidnapped, but then we didn't really think she was kidnapped?
Oh, it's over. She came out. Her lawyer came out and said there was no kidnapping. She apologizes. Please respect her privacy at this time.
But respect her privacy whenever she didn't want us to respect her privacy when she was making it up for attention. Why do we think she made this up? Is it because a ghost wouldn't date her, so therefore she needed to make this up to have attention?
It's like, a great question. Like, even her boyfriend, or I guess now ex-boyfriend, he put a thing on Instagram. He'd been defending her. Like, you guys don't know. Like, she got kidnapped. And then he put a post on Instagram saying, look, my ex-girlfriend, she lied. I'm hurt. I'm confused. I'm sad. Please, you know, thank you for everybody, the loving support, my family, for being there. We need time to heal. I mean, it's so crazy.
Heal from what, though? Nobody died.
No.
I mean, it's just she lied.
Yeah, but you think she disappeared for 48 hours. Or 36 hours. So you think, okay, she got kidnapped. And if you are her loved ones, if you're her boyfriend at the time and you don't know this, you are frantic thinking this is the woman I love and she's been kidnapped. And like, is she alive?
So ex now, if they weren't together then, they were together then and now he broke up with her right in the last few days?
I guess they were together then because now he specifically said ex-girlfriend and scrubbed all of her from his Instagram page, all that.
Nah, they'll get back together.
No
way. She'll get a reality show or something and... Like invite to Amy, what were we gonna say?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the healing that needs to happen is, like Lunchbox said, the traumatic 48 or longer hours where that they had to go thinking their loved one could potentially be dead, and then just if they were truly in love, or as like parents, you're gonna always be there for your daughter, right? But it would just be there's healing that needs to happen with that relationship and figuring out what's going on.
Ugh. I'm no therapist, but I feel like she just needs a good ghost in her life.
Oh, to marry?
Mm-hmm. Just a good solid ghost to be with, just to make sure that she's, you know, sound and feeling good. You know, Amy, would you be jealous if someone said they were dating your dad as a ghost?
Jealous?
Yeah, you'd be like, I wanted him.
I'm not jealous. No, I don't want to date my dad. I was so, you asked if anybody.
Amy, you had tones. Did she not have, Lunchbox, did she not have a tone?
You did. I mean, her
dad? Yeah, she was like, uh-huh.
I mean, Bobby goes, older people, and you go, my dad.
You bit your lip.
It was like the most sensual.
Yeah, you bit your lip, and we saw. Yes.
Yeah.
You started like rubbing your neck.
Just imagine, Amy. No. Put yourself. Let's just turn the tables. Bobby starts talking. And I'm like, my mom. What would you do?
I'd be like, yeah, that tracks. You kiss your mom on her lips and your dad.
What?
Yeah.
No, not me. No, Lunchbox does.
Yes.
But my mom is not alive. But what if I was like, my mom was hot.
And you're like, my mom.
I think you have said from back in the day your mom was really pretty.
But never with the tone that you had.
Mom.
Yeah, it was like you were doing 900 line.
Okay, now y'all are just lying.
No, you did. No, you said.
You did.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby didn't even finish the sentence and you interrupted him with, my dad. That means you thought about it for think about it like all the time. Yeah. It's sort of like when he's like, Lunch, what do you think? I'm like, J-Lo's hot. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, whoa, wait.
And so, I said, no, how's your morning going, Lunchbox?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it means it's on your mind a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is, for anybody listening, what's happening to me right now, I believe we call this gaslighting.
Because for anybody listening right now, what's happening right now is it's called ghost incest.
It's called deflecting.
Right. Because, Amy, you're the best.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A hot, refreshing drink is the last thing you may want on a hot day, but drinking something warm can actually cool you down. A doctor of internal medicine was talking about it and said, hey, yeah, when you drink something hot, you sweat more, and when you sweat more, it cools your body down.
Too many steps. Also, hot, refreshing, those don't go together.
Mm-mm.
Like hot, comforting.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, but hot, refreshing. That's not a thing.
But like, sweating is cooling your body off, though. Remember
because it's so hot. Let's not forget why you sweat, because your body's too hot. Yeah, it's like overheating. So hot. What was the point of this story, Amy?
Well, it's really hot out a lot of places, and you're probably avoiding hot drinks. So maybe grab a hot drink today and see if it cools you down.
But you're saying it cools us down by making us sweat, which is then getting us too hot.
I'm not saying it. Dr. Cornrich is saying it.
Well, Dr. Cornrich got a thing or two to learn. I don't like hot drinks generally. Like 99% of the time, no hot drinks. It's just, you never know from the, you have to experiment with it. Yeah. How hot is it? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I can have this. It's like, there's that whole period of having to figure how hot it is. It's annoying to me.
You got to sip it a little bit.
Well, and sometimes it's too hot. Ow. And then you burn your tongue. So I'm not a hot drink guy at all. I don't like coffee. I don't really like hot chocolate.
No hot cocoa?
I'm more of a warm cocoa guy it's freezing cold.
Hmm.
So what else you got, Amy?
Well, I was going to quickly say one thing I'm doing to cool myself, especially during football time with my son, is I ordered one of those fans you put around your neck. So that's going to keep me
warm. You look real cool. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I bet you like everybody's like, I wonder if she's single when you're walking by for sure.
Okay, so warning labels on items are apparently completely pointless because nobody's paying attention to them. Nobody's reading them. Warning labels weren't even a thing until the 60s when cigarette companies had to start putting them on packaging. And it used to just be like one line. Well, now warning labels are out of control because, well, some people are litigious and they don't want to get sued. Mm. But experts say if you were to put a visual of whatever you're trying to warn against on the package, that would be more effective than all of the words, which I get this. Like some people in my life that dip, I've printed out pictures before where it shows like a man or missing like half his...
Why are you printing out pictures? What are you doing? Why are you printing out pictures for people that dip?
Well, no, not of them dipping, but maybe of half of their jaw missing from their face.
But why would you... I mean, if you like find your kid dipping, but are you going up to like your friends going like, hey,
no,
Eddie?
It was when I was married.
Got it. But still, even then though, you're printing out... You're going to the printer. It comes through, prints it, and then you're like, look! This is what can happen. That's what you did?
Well, yes. The printing part was years ago. I would use it as a reminder, but...
Did he take the printer? Did he take the printer?
Oh, no.
Yes or no?
I have the printer, but listen. Okay. Okay, good. This was way back in the Air Force days, and I was cleaning out his flight suit. I had no idea he even dipped. And I was cleaning out his flight suit, and I found the round can, and I was like, what? And apparently a lot of pilots in the Air Force did because it helps keep you awake while you're flying long, you know, missions or trips or whatever. So I printed out some missing jaw faces and was like, this could be you. It was not effective. But
it just feels mommy-ish more than wifey-ish, you know?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I was scared and then I was nervous and I didn't want him to end up with mouth, throat, jaw cancer.
I hear you. I agree with the label thing, but I need it sometimes because there's food that looks so much like human food that's dog food at our house. And if it doesn't have a little picture of the dog on it,
you would eat it
for sure.
Huh.
Like the beef treats. I love a beef treat. And there's a fine line between a dog beef treat and a human beef treat. And I've grabbed a bag before and I'm like, oh yeah. And then there's a little doggy. And I'm like, I still think about it. But I need the picture of that little doggy because sometimes dog cupcakes. We had some of those somebody gave us. Little dog cupcakes.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No.
Because we love cupcakes.
Well, my wife would be like, those are dogs. She would yell at me.
Where's the dog?
Yeah, well, the dog's not eating it. Yeah. Okay, what else, Amy?
Well, just oftentimes the stuff made for animals like that, humans can consume it. The cupcakes.
Well, yeah, humans can consume a lot of things, but it's not that we should consume
it. Wait, we can eat dog food?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
You gotta put that on the wheel.
It may hurt our teeth. What?
You gotta put that on the wheel.
Oh, on the wheel. I'm not in my will. Like, if I die, you got to eat all Stanley's food?
The wheel.
It's a weird thing, Eddie, but okay. All right, go ahead.
Lastly, in a new survey, more than 40% of young adults say they believe marriage is an outdated tradition.
Weddings... Love me. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
We're all there.
Me
too. Love marriage. Woo.
Love marriage.
Can't get enough marriage. Woo.
Weddings are too expensive these days, and they're like, hey, something like that's just really not necessary to have a fulfilled and committed relationship.
They're idiots. Woo. Marriage. Woo.
So weird.
Neither of y'all's wives listen to the show, so you know you don't have to do that.
Yeah, it gets to them somehow.
Do what?
Sometimes.
This is normal, organic conversation that we have. I don't even know. Is my mic on?
Oh,
marriage, woo!
We're on air right now?
Yeah.
Woo, marriage!
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Nick Wilson is a milkman in Rhode Island. He delivers milk house to house, and he's on his route, and he's about to deliver some milk, and all of a sudden he hears crackling of fire. And he looks, and he's like, man, that house is on fire, but what's he hear? And he's like, oh, I recognize that dog. I see that dog dozens and dozens of times. Obviously, no one's home. What am I going to do? That dog is scared. He goes around the back door. There's a sliding glass door. He's like, oh, it's locked. He's like, what do I do? He breaks the sliding glass door and gets the dog out.
That's correct. You got to commit to break a glass door.
Yeah, you got
to.
Yeah.
Even if it's on fire, I'll be like, I don't know. Is this fire on purpose? Did they... To break it, good for him, because it worked out.
Yeah, and he got the dog out, and then the fire department came and put out the fire. And good news is, they did not charge him for the sliding glass door.
And good news, they're still milkmen.
Who knew?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's what I always, because you know they always make the joke, oh, is that your real dad, or are you the...
Milkman.
Yep. Who's always making that joke?
I've heard it.
But always, everywhere you go?
Yeah, I mean, like, in high school, one of my teachers asked my mom if it was the same dad or the milkman.
What? You look just like both your parents.
It's just because my brother and sister are a year and 2 years older than me, and we had the same teacher, and we were totally different, so they thought I had a different dad.
You look just like your parents.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, exactly.
And your brother.
But yeah, I guess
everything
the
about you guys is exactly. It's like you're the same.
I'm just telling you what the teacher asked my parents.
Yeah, we get it.
Is that a milkman?
I like that there's a milkman.
Maybe he means they acted different. Like, were they real studious?
No. Yeah, they were real quiet and studious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got
That's
it.
What I mean. And so the teacher on back to school night.
I don't care anymore. We spent way too much time on this.
All right. Nick Wilson's his name.
Nick Wilson's his name.
He was honored with the Fire Chief's Special Recognition Award. I don't know what that means.
So your teacher said what again?
He said, same dad or milkman?
Golly, can you say that to a kid?
I don't know. He said that to my mom.
Back in the good old days, you could until everything got all woke. You know what I mean?
Good old days. Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.